You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin Republicans are working on education bills that would encourage school districts to consolidate, establish statewide standards on student discipline, and overhaul math instruction. These bills aren't even drafted yet, so there weren't a ton of details available at a press conference this week. But Republicans in the Assembly focused heavily on districts with declining enrollment and declining funding. One of their big solutions is to encourage more districts to combine. There are more than 400 of them across Wisconsin, and record numbers of them are going to referendum, asking residents to increase their own taxes just to keep the district afloat. Representative Amanda Nedweski from Pleasant Prairie.
Consolidation has long-term positive effects on both students and taxpayers. So we need to stop the cycle of never-ending referendums. Now, Democrats might argue that the solution is simply to throw more money at the problem, but it does not solve the issue that there are just less kids being born today than there were 20 years ago.
School advocates and administrators say declining enrollment isn't the problem. It's the formula itself and a lack of funding from lawmakers. State school aid has not kept up with inflation for more than a decade. Republicans' plans also include revamping the math curriculum and what they're calling a teacher's bill of rights, which they say would standardize discipline for students. They also want Wisconsin to opt in to a federal school choice program passed as part of President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill earlier this year. Assembly Minority Leader Greta Neubauer criticized Republicans' plans, saying, quote, Republicans' K-12 education plans won't address the challenges facing working families or give our kids the opportunities they deserve. We shouldn't be talking about consolidating districts. We should be investing in our local schools, end quote. With the National Guard now deployed just south of us in Illinois, our governor has again said he does not want that to happen here in Wisconsin. Joanne Krulotz has more.
Governor Tony Evers says he wouldn't support sending National Guard troops to Milwaukee to handle local crime. Evers says in most cases, the local authorities have everything under control.
I think our police officers all across the state of Wisconsin can do the jobs that they're doing well right now.
Speaking at a back-to-school event in Wausau on Monday, Evers says soldiers from the Guard can't find enough to do in Washington, D.C. as it is.
You see them doing different things like mowing the lawn and, making the city more beautiful. I think we can do that without National Guard's people doing it.
Milwaukee is just one of several cities that President Trump or the White House have mentioned as being targets for deployment, along with New Orleans and Chicago.
And the Madison Metropolitan School District has rebranded. They've unveiled a new logo staff say better represents the district. It's got an M, a book, pillars, and the Capitol Dome. District leaders say students, parents, and staff helped shape the new vision. They hope it distinguishes MMSD as a, quote, destination school district, end quote. And Wisconsin has a new winner for the state's best water. There was a competition at the Wisconsin section of the American Water Works Association annual conference. They did a blind taste test, tasting water from all over Wisconsin, and the winner was in Rock County. It was Janesville Water Utility. Nina came in second place. Now, Janesville will head to the National Tap Water Competition, where they'll name the best tasting water in the nation. We'll have to wait a while for those results, though. The competition isn't till next summer. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers in prime time. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Lambeau Field in Green Bay, where the Packers play the Washington Commanders tonight. Green Bay 3-point favorites to win. Jordan Love asks if he likes playing in night games.
I like playing in whatever game. You know, no matter what game it is, I'm ready. Obviously, we don't get to, pick and choose which games are prime time, things like that. But, every game is an opportunity to go out there and win the game. So, it doesn't matter when it is, what time, where we're playing at. I'm ready for each game.
Baseball, the Brewers headed home. They open a series tomorrow night in Milwaukee against the St. Louis Cardinals after being swept by the Rangers. Final score yesterday, 6-3. Pat Murphy.
Still proud of our guys. I love our guys. It's not lack of effort, guys. It's not letting down. It's maybe the opposite. They're exhausted. We're beat up. We're injured. and things did not go our way this week. You guys saw it. You know, that has to happen sometimes in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sometimes we are better off as moviegoers when there are no huge blockbusters being released. True movie fans can take advantage of the variety that becomes available in theaters post-summer, and such is the case this weekend. This week's openers are headlined by Downton Abbey, the grand finale. The Crowley family finds themselves at the center of a public scandal as they move into the 1930s. I never really watched the show, so I don't have much of an opinion, but the film has a built-in fan base and a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're looking for something that is the exact opposite, check out The Long Walk, a thriller based on Stephen King's first novel. The film tells the story of a group of teenage boys taking part in a contest where they must maintain a certain walking speed or they get shot. Not for those seeking whimsy, but it is pulling a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes. And finally, The Wait Is Over is the sequel to Spinal Tap. Spinal Tap 2 hits the big screen. No reviews are in, but none needed. Let's go to the movies. If you're a fan of horror flicks but not the theater, there is a creepy new hit film you can now stream from your couch. Weapons has just dropped on various streaming platforms. The film was a hit in theaters, raking in over $143 million in just 5 weeks. The story is set into motion when a group of children run out of their house all at the same time in the middle of the night and disappear. The Zach Kreger's film that stars Amy Madigan, Josh Brolin, and Julia Garner received a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Leonardo DiCaprio says he will slow down a bit when it comes to acting roles. The Titanic star told People, he will be more picky when it comes to the roles he takes. His new film, One Battle After Another, is directed by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also directed one of Leo's faves, Boogie Nights. DiCaprio says he couldn't do Boogie Nights because he was shooting Titanic at the time and doesn't regret the decision, but if he could go back in time, he would do both Oscar-nominated films. One Battle After Another hits the big screen September 26th. The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star and founder of the soft swinging group on TikTok called Mom Talk will be the new bachelorette. Taylor Frankie Paul will have her pick of men on national television. But be careful, attention-seeking hot guys, because she is no stranger to scandal. Paul, the mother of two, confessed that she and other couples in the community were soft swingers, meaning she and her husband regularly made out with other couples. Once you get a look at Taylor Frankie Paul, you'll realize why all the other husbands wanted a French kisser. In addition to two hot first names, she has perfect eyebrows. According to the New York Post, the soft swinging resulted in a pregnancy for Paul by another husband. That must have been some kiss. Beware though, bachelor, she was also charged with a third-degree felony for throwing something at her first husband that accidentally hit her child. Don't worry, the charges were dismissed, paving the way for Paul to choose another potential baby daddy on national TV. I think I'm in love. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. A warming trend as we wrap up the work week. Plenty of sunshine expected for today with high temps in the upper 70s. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low of 54. Even warmer on Friday with mostly sunny skies with a high of 83. 86 on Saturday. Right now, it's 60 degrees.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.